This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
You are representing kufr and shirk, trying to show us why it may not be kufr and shirk. We know it's kufr and shirk.
This is not kufr. That to believe that a non-profit is superior to a prophet is not kufr.
Your presentation, you mentioned a lot, is Khadr. Maryam alayhi salam, just because they are mentioned in the Quran, that means they are superior to 124,000 prophets. What a lame argument.
I did not say that.
What, you made that point. You made that point. Why did you make that point?
I didn't say it's correct. I said this is a type of ta'wil that they have.
Let me undo that ta'wil and show you how stupid it is, because Fir'aun is mentioned in the Quran. Okay, Haman is mentioned in the Quran. Okay. The topic is that imams are better than anbiya other than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This also constitutes kufr, that takes you out of Islam. Okay, that imams, this is not shirk, of course, because there's no shirk there, but this is kufr. This takes you out of Islam because it goes against the verses of the Quran. It goes against the ijma of the ummah. So this is why this is shirk. And it undermines the prophets of Allah. Okay, it basically it attacks the notion or it attacks the concept of Khatm al-Nubuwah. Why is Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani a kafir for believing far less severe things than this particular belief? Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was full of contradictions. In places, he insinuated that he was the second coming of Muhammad Rasulullah, and he came to accomplish what was left undone. He came to complete the mission. Takmeel-e Ishaat-e Deen. This is the wording he used in the Urdu language. He came for Takmeel-e Ishaat-e Deen. He came to complete the propagation of the faith, which was left undone by Muhammad Rasulullah. And there are other statements where he appears to be claiming superiority in spiritual terms to the Prophet ﷺ. But then in other places, he contradicts himself, saying, I'm a servant of the Prophet ﷺ. I'm the servant of all prophets. I'm a servant of Abu Bakr and Umar. I'm a servant of Abu Bakr and Umar. So the Qadiani's claim is a prophet. Okay. And Qadiani's believe, the Ahmadi Jamaat believes that he was inferior to all prophets. He was inferior to all prophets, of course, including Muhammad Rasulullah. So Qadianis have this belief and they claim for him to be a prophet of Allah. Okay, they are kuffar. But the Shia, for some reason, they can believe that imams, people who came after the prophets, and even how they chose the imams and all the debate around the personalities of imams, who is actually an imam, how do you choose imam, okay? This issue in itself is a huge quagmire. It's a quagmire, okay, within the Shia thought. But we're going to stick to these 12 imams. Let's say these 12 imams landed from the heavens. Allah sent them down, landed from the heavens, and they are not prophets. For them to believe that they are better than anbiya other than Muhammad Rasulullah contradicts the Quran directly, and is kufr, okay? So any Shia who believes this, that imams, the Ahlul Bayt, the imams are better than anbiya, other than Muhammad Rasulullah, then it is kufr. It takes you out of Islam. Okay, and I can quote very quickly the ijma, okay, of the scholars. Very quickly, let me put my case to you. Okay, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, Ula'ika ma'al ladhina an'ama Allahu alayhim minan nabiyyina was siddiqina was shuhada was salihina. Okay, this is Allah telling us that there is a hierarchy of status. Okay, first an-nabiyyin, and this is plural. This is more than one. This is more than Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That means anbiya. Then was siddiqeen. Okay, those who are truthful ones or who confirm the truth, who witness to the truth. Was shuhada, again, those who were killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, was-salihin, the pious ones. Okay, so this is the hierarchy given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a general verse on this matter. So Al-Anbiya are the topmost in status in humanity, according to the Quran, as I understand it. Then it doesn't stop there. It goes further. The Quran states in Surah Al-Ahzab, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim, An-Nabiyu awla bil mu'mineen min anfusihim wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. The Prophet takes precedence over all believers, then themselves, and his wives are their mothers by that virtue, because the Prophet is superior to all believers. Okay, now it's another matter that some Shia believe that Ali radiallahu anhu is equal to the Prophet because of the ayah of Mubahala. That's another issue altogether. We're going to get to that. Okay. An-Nabiyu awla bil mu'mineen min anfusihim. Here, Allah is saying Prophet Muhammad is superior to all believers. Clear. Very clear-cut verse in the Quran. Then in Surah Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, La nufarriku bayna ahdin min rusuli, that we do not differentiate between any one of them, of the prophets or rusul or messengers, more than one. So if Nabi is awla, he is superior to believers, then by that virtue, because Allah does not differentiate between them, by that virtue, all Anbiya are superior to other believers. All Anbiya, because of that virtue, because Allah says, La nufarriku bayna ahadim mir rusuli. We do not differentiate between them. Okay, so this is very clear. Okay, and then another verse. Yeah,
the Prophet, just to clarify, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you don't think he's superior, Prophet Muhammad, to other prophets?
This, look, when we call him Imamul Anbiya, Sayyidur Rusul, okay, we give these titles because of certain injunctions in Sharia. He led the prayer. Okay, he led the prayer. This is another topic. When I say La nufarriku bayna ahadim, this is Quran. Quran is saying we do not differentiate between them.
But what does what does Quran mean in this ayah? That the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not superior to the other Anbiya?
Not necessarily. What this ayah says, that Rusul, Allah does not differentiate between them. Okay, this is what it's saying. Okay, it's not necessarily saying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not superior, or he's not Imamul Anbiya or Sayyidul Rusul. Okay,
so he is superior.
No, okay, you can make that deduction, no problem. Okay, but my question is something else. My question is, La nufarriku bayna ahadim min rusuli. Allah is saying that we do not differentiate between them. So Anbiya, because the Prophet is superior to all believers, and Allah is saying we do not differentiate between Anbiya, that means by this virtue they are also superior to other believers. Okay, because Allah does not make any difference between them, right? Okay.
Yeah, well, he does. You just admitted that there is a superiority of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam over the rusul, obviously.
Yeah, because of certain characteristics, certain qualities given to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that were not given to other prophets. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself stated that I have been given things that other Anbiya were not given. So because of those things, we know this. Okay, we're not getting into that topic. We're not getting into the topic of how Rasulullah ﷺ weighs against all other prophets. That's not the issue. The point of discussion is, can another believer be better than prophets of Allah? Okay, here, La nufarriku bayna ahadim min rusuli, okay, is very categorical in putting the prophets on par.
I agree with you. Look, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree that this is a deviant belief to think that there could be any non-Nabi who is superior to a Nabi. I think it's a deviant. It's like extreme deviant.
I'm saying it's kufr. And let me present my case.
For it to be kufr, you have to explain how this is something ma'lum.
Yeah, I'm going to present my case.
Because all of the ayat that you have cited, they're not qati' al-dalala. They're not clear-cut evidence for this, what you're calling to be kufr. And that's my objection. So if you can answer that.
The best people to explain this are the ulama who are claiming ijma'. They are claiming ijma' on this. That there is consensus. I'll give you names. Then in Sahih al-Bukhari, it is stated, the Prophet says, وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا الرُّسُلُ. On that day, no one will speak except Rusul. Okay, this includes the Imams, because the Prophet ﷺ is saying, on the day of judgment, no one speaks except the prophets. Okay, وَلَا يَتَكَلَّمُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا الرُّسُلُ. Allahu Akbar. Okay, so this excludes the Imams, because إِلَّا الرُّسُلُ means only the messengers. It's more than one. It's plural. Imams don't have power. Imams don't have that honor on the day of judgment that they could speak. Only the prophets will speak. Okay, so these are general verses. Allah is using, okay, plural to describe the prophets, and the Prophet ﷺ also used plural to describe the Prophet ﷺ. Now coming to the ulama, Imam An-Nawawi quotes in his Bustan al-Arifin from Al-Qushayri, okay, he says, Qulna, he's quoting Qushayri. Imam An-Nawawi is quoting Qushayri in his Bustan al-Arifin. Qulna, we say, Rutbatul Awliya la tablughu Rutbatul Anbiya lil Ijma' al-Mun'aqid ala Dhalik. Okay, basically, that the status of the Awliya does not go beyond the status of Anbiya, and this is known by consensus, established consensus, okay, on this. Then
there is a question, like, you're bringing this ijma, but is it true that if you violate, does ijma mean that something is ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura? If
yes,
the ijma exists,
yes,
and absolutely. why do other ulama like Imam Ghazali contradict this? So okay, when you look at this statement.
I'm just finishing my case, and then you can come back on that. Okay. Then we go to Qadi Iyad. Qadi Iyad, he says, "Naktaw bi takfir ghulat al-rafida fi qawlihim inna al-a'imma afdalu min al-anbiya." Okay. We declare takfir of the ghulat of al-rafida, who say that a'imma are better than anbiya. They are superior to anbiya. This is takfir of Qadi Iyad, of anyone who has this belief that a'imma, and amazingly, these ulama, they had studied the Aqidah of Shia very carefully. They knew what the Shias believe in, and this is why they gave these fatwas. Okay. Then, this is Imam al-Nasafi, Maturidi. Imam al-Nasafi, who is Maturidi, he says, وَقَدْ زَلَّ أَكْوَام مِنَ الدَّلَالِ في تفضيل الولي على النبي وهو كفر جلي. Okay, that there are many nations who have gone astray in this issue of tafdeel of wali over a nabi, and this is clear kufr jali. This is clear kufr. Allahu Akbar. This is Imam al-Nasafi. Then Abu Hayyan al-Andalusi in his Al-Bahr al-Muhit. Okay, بعضهم نقل عنه أن الولي أفضل من النبي وهذا لا يكاد يخطر في قلب مسلم. Okay, that some of them have narrated from him that wali is afdal than the prophet, and this cannot come into a Muslim's heart. This thought cannot come into a Muslim's heart. So there is ijma. First of all, there is Quran, there is sunnah. I presented to you. There is ijma of the ulama, there is takfir, and there is clear kufr. So I have qualified all of these points in front of you by quoting authorities. Yalla, over to you.
Okay, so now, if people are interested in my response in more depth, they can look at muslimskeptic.com. We have two articles I published where it's this argument is addressed in detail on whether the Shia are disbelievers, specifically for the belief that the Anbiya are superior, or the Imams are superior to the Anbiya, except for the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Again, this is clear-cut deviance. It is a terrible belief that I reject fully. However, is it ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura, such that we do mass takfir of the Shia? There's several problems with this position from our brother Adnan. So this is for any accusation of kufr against a group that says the shahada. Three questions must be asked about their alleged kufri beliefs. Is it ma'lum min ad-din bid-durura? Is it known of the religion with certainty? Second question, do all 12ers have this belief? And number three, do they have any other? Do they have any excuse of ignorance or an excuse of some ta'wil or shubha? These are the three questions. So many Shi'i beliefs are deviant. We're not disputing that. I'm not disputing that. But so does this belief in imams reach the level of clear-cut kufr? That's ma'lum min ad-din bid-durura. So what is a clear ayah or mutawatir hadith that says all the prophets are better than all the non-prophets? All the prophets are better than all the non-prophets. This is the question because you cited general ayat that are am. But there are many general ayat in the Quran. For example, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah says that the children of Israel, Bani Israel, remember how I blessed you and favored you over all the worlds. Alal alameen. They are favored over all the worlds. Does that mean that every member of Bani Israel is superior to every member of non-Bani Israel? No, clearly the ayah does not mean that. So we can't cite this ayah as a proof that every member of Bani Israel is superior to every member of non-Bani Israel, because this ayah is am, it's general, and there's ambiguity, so it has to be clarified.
Which ayah? Sorry, I missed that. Which ayah is this?
This is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 47, which is on the screen. You can see
the children of Israel. Remember how? Okay, inni faddaltukum ala al-alamin. I didn't even use this verse. So anyway,
no, I know continue. This is a counter. This is a counter to the verses that you brought.
Yeah.
So then, the 12ers, we also have to recognize that they have a diversity of beliefs. Not all the 12ers have the same belief on the superiority of imams over the prophets, and some say that imams are not better than the prophets. These are 12er Shia. And others say that imams are better than all the prophets except Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there's a diversity. Again, you have to keep in mind that not all 12ers have the same view. And when we go to the Shia websites, like a very popular Shia chat, so many threads asking, they're shocked. These are Shia who are shocked. Are the imams better than prophets? Why are they greater? Why are they superior? And they are asking this question because they themselves as Shia are shocked. They themselves are not aware of this belief. So how can we say that they all have this kufri belief? You can see very clearly the proof that they don't all have this belief. Now, the question is, the 12 imams, are they better than the prophets? The 12ers are explicit that the 12 imams are not prophets. So this is one big disanalogy with the Qadianis. They say that the imams are not prophets. The Qadianis say that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is a prophet, and they say that he is even the coming of Isa, the Messiah. They say that he's also the resurrection of Krishna. They have these types of beliefs amongst the Qadianis. This is not what the Shia say. The Shia say that the imams are not prophets, but they can have some kind of ilham. They can have a kind of revelation which is known as ilham, or a kind of wahi that is not like revelation given to the Anbiya. But this is something that imams have, and they have isma. They have infallibility in preventing them from making a mistake in judgment. Again, this is deviance, but is it ma'lum min ad-din bid-durura that this is kufr? So then the claim that Shia consider their imams as prophets by another name, this is a claim that is often made. The Shia explicitly deny that their imams are prophets. They deny that imams can make new legislation. This is also a big difference with Qadianis. Qadianis say that we can actually abrogate the hudud, abrogate the sharia, no problem, because we have another prophet. The Shia don't say this. The Shia say that the imams cannot bring new legislation. They cannot change the sharia of the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The extreme 12ers say these are ghullat, that even the Shia themselves have disavowed and have made takfir of them, that they can abrogate the legislation of the Prophet ﷺ, but they should be takfired if they don't have a valid excuse. So then, when we look at the belief of the Sunnis, Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, there are many prophets, Anbiya, and some hadith say 124,000 prophets that have been sent. Vast majority, we don't know who they are, we don't know their names. These prophets receive a type of divine revelation, wahi, But there are also non-prophets mentioned in the Quran who receive a lesser type of revelation, ilham. In some cases, these non-prophets can be considered walis, awliya. So an example is Khidr. An example is Umm Musa, the mother of Musa, which is mentioned in the Quran. Another example is Maryam, the mother of Jesus, alayhi salam. Also, angels come to them and bring them information, bring them news. This is wahi. It's described explicitly in the Quran as wahi. But we can ask, is it ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura that all these 124,000 anbiya are better than Maryam, that who is explicitly mentioned in the Quran by name, or Khidr, for example, or even the Mahdi? Imam Mahdi is someone that Sunnis also believe in. So how can we, is it really ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura? I think it's deviant to say that, but is it known with certainty that that's the case? The notion that people after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have infallibility from error is not necessarily easy to attack either. The isma that we mentioned, Sunnis hold that Muslim scholars living after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have infallibility collectively. The infallibility of the ijma, when all the Muslims, all the scholars come to agree on a doctrine, this is ijma. And there's hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that my community is protected from error. So this is a type of isma as well that we have in Sunniism that we know very well. And then this is the hadith from Ibn Umar. The Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily Allah will not let my nation agree upon misguidance. The hand of Allah is over the united community, the jama'ah." And At-Tirmidhi said, "The interpretation of the united community according to the scholars are the people of fiqh, knowledge, and hadith." So another issue is that Sunni scholars try to avoid takfir of a group when it takes a position for which there is any evidence from the Quran and Hadith, even if this evidence is weak and can only produce a dubious argument. Sunni Hadith contain evidence that Shi'is used to argue that the Imams after the Prophet ﷺ are protected by Allah and have this kind of infallibility. And this is Sahih Muslim. Okay, when the Prophet ﷺ said in Sahih Muslim, this Hadith, "I am leaving among you two weighty things. The one being the book of Allah, in which there is right guidance and light, so hold fast to the book of Allah and adhere to it." He exhorted us to the book of Allah and then said, "The second are the members of my household, Ahlul Bayt. I remind you of your duties to the members of my family." Who are they? Thereupon he said, "Ali and the offspring of Ali." Okay? And the offspring of Ja'far and the offspring of Abbas. So this, the Shia interpretation of this hadith in Sahih Muslim is deviant. Okay? I think is deviant. However, this is evidence that they're bringing. They are trying to cite their position in a hadith that we accept. It's in Sahih Muslim. It's a Sahih hadith. So can we say that, okay, it's deviant, but does this constitute clear-cut kufr? This is clear-cut kufr if you say that your imams might be better than some of the anbiya.
Not might. They say they are.
Well, it depends on which Shi'i you're talking to, right?
There's the mainstream 12 Shias, they have this belief that the Imams are better than Anbiya. They have said it repeatedly.
There's a diversity.
Among 12
Brothers. Brother, I didn't interrupt you, brother. Didn't interrupt you.
Continue. Try to finish quickly so that we can get to the conclusion. Yes, please.
Okay, so among Sunnis, many Sunnis believe that non-prophets can receive ilham, inspiration, which is a lesser type of prophecy, even when they're awake, even when they're asleep. So this is something that we also believe. We also believe in figures like Khidr. Khidr is a non-prophet, but he's mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf. And you have a prophet, Musa alayhi salam, who's going to Khidr because Khidr has been granted knowledge that Musa alayhi salam does not have. You have Maryam, the mother of Isa, Jesus. You have a figure like Luqman, who's also mentioned by name in the Quran. So do I think that these figures are superior to the Anbiya? No, I do not think that. The Shia, if they are claiming that their imams have this status, can I say that this is clear-cut kufr? When we know in the Quran, these other figures that are mentioned and have been given a very high status, because one of the fadls that they have is that they're mentioned in the Quran by name. That is one of the blessings that Allah has given them over other prophets, over the 124,000 anbiya. So these, this is the context. And then you mentioned, so to continue, the ijma issue.
Okay,
There is no ijma on this. Daniel, first of all, you're raising a lot of points.
And
just like
you're
you
not
did.
Give me
just like you did. You raised a lot of points, and I stayed silent. Okay. So I'm giving you my. You gave your presentation. I won't even remember.
Yeah.
Okay. You can ask me.
You're giving an entire presentation, man.
Exactly like
this was supposed to be a conversation. I didn't do any presentation.
You presented many verses. You cited Quran, Hadith, Ijma. You went through a long list.
How quick was I? You're making me sit here for 20 minutes going through a presentation. Just make your points quickly.
So there is no ijma on the prophets being superior to all non-prophets. Many people claim ijma, but Baqalani is one of the scholars who disagrees, and he's cited by Ibn Hazm that it has the view that this is not kufr, that to believe that a non-prophet is superior to a prophet is not kufr. That is the view of Baqalani. It's cited by Ibn Hazm in Kitab al-Fisal. Even if there was an ijma, that doesn't make it ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura. And the evidence of this is Ghazali. This is a quote in Faisal al-Tafriqa that I have included in this MuslimSkeptic.com article that you can look up. Know that there should be no branding any person, an unbeliever, over any secondary issue whatsoever as a matter of principle, with one exception, that such a person rejects a religious tenet that was learned from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and passed down via Mutawatir channels. To be sure, were a person to deny the truth of an isolated report, khabar ahad, there would be no duty to brand him as an unbeliever, as a kafir. Were he to deny, on the other hand, that upon which there was unanimous consensus, ijma, his case would be unclear. For knowledge of whether or not ijma is itself a definitive proof is fraught with ambiguities, the likes of which only those who have mastered the discipline of usul al-fiqh can bring into relief. Indeed, Nizam denied the status of consensus as a valid proof altogether. Thus, the status of consensus as a valid proof is itself disputed. This is what Ghazali says. This is a well-known issue. Does ijma prove that something is ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura? And Ghazali says, no. This is not a proof that something is ma'lum min ad-din bid-darura. So that's, I'll let you respond to those points as what.
Okay, can you bring back your presentation so that I can respond to every single point? I'm going to be much quicker than you will be because you had to put up this this entire Shia propaganda to murky the waters, as they said, to muddy the waters. And this is what the Shias do. To justify their kufr beliefs, they will just pick up things from here and there, verses on the Quran, completely change the meaning and the context, take things from hadith and put their own spin on it and make a murakkab and throw it on you. You don't make
a
milkshake.
I agree.
To you, Daniel Hakikaju, believing that imams, the Shia imams, okay, are better than Anbiya, other than the Prophet, is this kufr to you? To you as a person?
No, you. It's deviant.
It's deviant. Okay, thank you. That's very clear. Okay. With regards to the issue of this question, you know, there is a very good article that was written by Mufti Zamil. Mufti Zamil, who's a Deobandi scholar, amazingly. Deobandi scholar wrote a long article to refute Daniel Hakikaju's position on this. I advise everyone to go and read that article by Mufti Zamil. Yes, are the Shia?
I responded to it.
I know you responded to it, and your response was in your presentation. So I am just now advising everyone to go and read the details. It's a long article. So
is Deobandi? You're advising people to read the Deobandi
absolutely
work on Aqidah?
Absolutely. We agree with this. We agree. The Deobandis and the Asaris are unanimous on this.
But if people go to his website, they might decide to follow him in Aqidah.
Deobandis and Asaris believe that anyone who believes that Imams have Wilayat al-Takwiniya are kuffar. Deobandis and Asaris are unanimous that anyone who believes that Imams are better than Anbiya, other than the Prophet ﷺ, they are kuffar. So we are united with Deobandis on this. Okay, now let me come to your point. Okay, now your presentation, you mentioned a lot is Khadr, Maryam alayhi salam, just because they are mentioned in the Quran, that means they are superior to 124,000 prophets. What a lame argument.
I did not say that.
What, you made that point. You made that point. Why did you make that point?
I didn't say it's correct. I said this is a type, a ta'wil that they have.
Let me undo that ta'wil and show you how stupid it is, because Fir'aun is mentioned in the Quran. Okay, Haman is mentioned in the Quran. Okay, wait. There is Zayd, a Sahabi, mentioned in the Quran. The only Sahabi mentioned in the Quran. Is he better than the Anbiya? 124,000. So anyone who was making... Wait. Let me finish now. It's not your turn. It's my turn. Okay. Anyone who was making this presentation for you was simply very jahil about the Quran and what the Quran constitutes. 124,000 Anbiya, because they're not mentioned. They're not superior to a Sahabi who's mentioned by name in the Quran, Zayd. Okay, so this argument is lame. With regards to wahi, we differentiate between wahi ilham and wahi al-nubuwa. Wahi al-nubuwa is specific to anbiya, and wahi ilham, because ilham and wahi are used interchangeably in the Sharia, in the Islamic literature. Okay, so we have to distinguish between the two phenomena. Okay, so Maryam alayhi salam had ilham. Okay, the word wahi is used for the bee in the Quran. Now, that's wahi and nabuwa? No, it's ilham. It's Allah inspiring the bee. It's Allah inspiring Maryam alayhi salam. Allah inspiring Khidr alayhi salam. And you claim that Khidr was not a prophet. Who said that? How do we know? How do we know Khidr alayhi salam was not a prophet? How do we know? There's no consensus on that. So it's an open question. So all of the evidence you presented, trying to muddy the water on the part of the Shia, because you were representing the Shia position, although it's very convenient for you to say that, oh, this is all deviant, this is all bakwas, this is all BS, but that they believe this. They believe this. Let me present their case to you. It's like, wait, let me finish. Again, be patient. Okay, it's me going to the International Court of Justice, and I say, Israel is a tyrannical, oppressive, genocidal power. But this is the argument. This is how they justify the killing of the Palestinians. The people would think, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Why is he standing there representing the Israelis? It's just like you are representing kufr and shirk, trying to show us why it may not be kufr and shirk. We know it's kufr and shirk. We have produced evidence from the Quran. I gave my evidence from the Quran that the Quran says, An-Nabiyyu Awla bil-Mu'mineen. Very categorical verse. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is superior to believers. And then the Quran says, La nufarriqu baina ahdim min rusuli, that we do not differentiate between rusul. Okay, so that means the anbiya are on par with each other in status. Yeah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has a higher status because of certain characteristics that were given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anbiya are superior to all. Okay, now you said, oh, they don't say imams are prophets. They don't say imams are prophets. They say imams are better than prophets, which is worse. For them to claim that imams are prophets, and to you, that would take them out of Islam. If they claimed imams are prophets, to you, that would constitute kufr. But they are saying imams are better than prophets. Allahu Akbar. You're not thinking. You're not listening to yourself, Brother Daniel. You're saying they are Muslims because they don't claim imams are prophets. That's what you're saying, right? But they are claiming something worse than that. They are saying imams are better than prophets. Better means better. Better means better in all respects. Okay? So imams are superior to prophets. This is why I and you, we both agree that if the Shia claim that imams, okay, starting from Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anh, up to the 12th invisible imam, who is in hiding, or who is in ghaiba, sorry, okay, who will come out before the end times, up to that point, if they claim that all of them are prophets, or any one of them is a prophet, you and I would collectively declare takfir of them. We would say they are kuffar. They are kuffar like the Qadianis, like the Ahmadis, because they claimed another prophet after Muhammad Rasulullah. It doesn't matter how they try to justify it, what games they play. It doesn't matter what games they try to play. They are kuffar by simply claiming another prophet after Muhammad Rasulullah, in spite of all those statements. La nabiyya ba'di. La nabiyya ba'di. Okay? There's no prophet after me. So, they are claiming something worse. They are saying imams are better than prophets. This is worse than claiming that they are prophets. Why? This strikes the concept of Khatmun Nubu'ah directly. The Shia, okay, the mainstream Shia who believe this, 12ers who believe this, that Imams are better than Anbiya, they are deniers of Khatmun Nubu'ah. They deny Khatmun Nubu'ah. They deny the finality of prophethood because they claim they are believing there are people coming after Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam who are better than Anbiya. There you have it. So all the lame arguments you put to me, okay, some I have addressed, others I might have forgotten because you put so many things out there, right? The ijma, for example, you quoted Imam Kastalani, right? To undo the ijma.
Ghazali.
Sorry, you quoted Kastalani as well. I remember you quoted Kastalani as well, right? But maybe you forgot.
In the poll report or in this live stream?
No, in here. Today, just now, you quoted something from Kastalani as well. Okay, look, all I have to do is, I have to produce ijma, okay, quoted by, for example, Imam al-Nawawi. Okay, Imam Nawawi quotes ijma because of the Rafida, because of this belief, the kufr belief of the Rafida, because they knew, they're not claiming that the Imams are prophet. They are prophets. They are claiming something worse. They are saying they are better than prophets. This is why it's more of a kufr. It's a bigger kufr than the kufr of the Qadianis. Because the Qadianis are not claiming that. The Ahmadi Jamaat, they do not claim that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was better than Muhammad Rasulullah or better than other Anbiya. They are saying he's inferior to Anbiya and the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he is, according to Mirza Qadiani's own words, he said that he's a servant of Abu Bakr and Umar.
And how is he able to abrogate legislation from the Sharia if he's not better?
Who?
Mirza Ghulam Ahmad.
You don't know much about Qadianis because they don't claim that. They don't believe.
How are they abrogating the Hudud? How are they abrogating jihad?
You are arguing for my case. You are arguing for me because this is what we argue too. That they claim that he did not come to abrogate any of the Sharia of Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we present these things to them that he has, for all practical reasons, dismantled or demolished these principles, right? And he wants his community to follow that. It's a separate topic. Qadianis are a separate topic. You can go and watch my streams like 8-9 hours every Saturday for the last year and a half. So the point is, there is ijma narrated by Imam al-Nawawi. There are ulama like Qadi Ayyad. They said anyone who believes this is a kafir. And it makes perfect sense. It goes against the Quran. It goes against the Sunnah. It goes against established principles that are known by necessity. Ma'loom min ad-deen bid-darura. They are known by necessity in the deen that no one can be better than Anbiya. It's worse than claiming that they are Anbiya.
So someone says that Maryam is superior to one of the unmentioned Anbiya.
Kufr.
He's a kafir, right?
Absolutely kafir because Maryam alayhi salam is not a prophet. Maryam alayhi salam is better than no prophet, according to the Quran, according to the Sunnah, according to the ijma of the Ummah. Okay? Anyone who believes Khidr is... Because Khidr's position is not clear, whether he's a prophet or not. Those who believe that he was a wali and he was better than a prophet, kufr. It takes you out of Islam. Because again, this goes against an established principle in Islam called Khatmun Nubu'ah. Okay? You cannot...
They're not claiming that they're prophets. They're not claiming that the imams are prophets. I don't say that Maryam is a prophet.
It's worse to claim that they are better. Brother Daniel, are you listening to yourself? It's worse to claim that they are better. If they claim they were prophets, maybe they could play some games and try to justify like the Qadianis, yeah?
But so, Baqalani is a kafir then?
No, he's not.
He said that this is not necessarily kufr.
Okay, I don't know what Baqalani means by that. I don't have to agree with Imam Baqalani. I have all other plethora, a grand list of ulama who have declared this to be absolute kufr, without a doubt, without a shadow of a doubt.
Okay. Yeah, so you cited Diobandis. Diobandis, you also say followed bid'ah, but now you're telling us to go read the works of Diobandis.
Another topic, another digression. It was about seven hours ago that we talked about this.
Now can I respond?
Yeah, respond very quickly so that we can end with this, inshallah. I have nothing more to say on this topic. Let people decide, inshallah. Yeah,
so if you say that I'm defending the kufr of the Shia, this is a slander against me. If someone says that if you drink alcohol or you commit zina, you're a kafir. If someone says that, and then I come and say, no, someone who drinks alcohol or commits zina, he's committed a sin, but he is not a kafir. Would you say, oh, Daniel is a defender of zina. Daniel is a defender of alcohol and drinking alcohol. No, you wouldn't say that because I'm giving the correct position according to Islam. So just because I am saying that the Shia, for this belief, this does not clearly make them all kafir, that doesn't mean I'm defending kufr. In the same way that someone says that zina, committing zina is not kufr, doesn't make you a zina defender. So this is a smear and a slander, and you shouldn't make such cheap statements against me. Second point, contemporary Shia claim that imams are not prophets. So this is a difference with the Qadianis. The Qadianis say that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad was a prophet. He was the Messiah. He was the second coming of Krishna. This is very different from the 12er Shia. And they also say that imams don't bring new revelation. Imams are not bringing new revelation. Mirza Ghulam Ahmad claimed to have brought new revelation and new legislation, a new Sharia. That is what he claims. This is not what the 12ers claim about their imams. And then one does not need to follow an imam for salvation. So the Shia don't say that if you reject our imams, then you're going to hell. And this was affirmed in the Amman Declaration. So the Amman Declaration says very clearly the signatories are the top Shia scholars of the world. And they make it clear that the Sunnis, they reject following the imams. They are still Muslim. They are still Muslim. But the Qadianis will make takfir. If you reject Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, as you know very well, they will say that this is kufr. You have to accept this Messiah if you want to be saved. So these are very clear differences between the 12ers and the Qadianis. Again, I am not defending this belief. I'm just saying that this is not clear-cut kufr. If you want to say it's clear-cut kufr, then you have to say Imam Bakhalani is also defending clear-cut kufr, because as decided by Ibn Hazm, there is no ijma, according to Bakhalani, on this, that belief that all of the Anbiya are better than all of the non-Anbiya. This is something that is stated by Bakhalani, and you ignore these kinds of evidences. So that's the response.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We'll end now. The last point I want to make is that for them to claim that imams are better than Anbiya is worse than what the Qadianis claim about Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. It's worse. I'm saying it's worse kufr. And we leave it there. Let people decide.
Well, look at this statement by Ibn Abidin. So Ibn Abidin.
This is going to open another conversation. It's nearly 8 hours now. So let's.
A man does not leave the faith except by denying what originally brought him into it. Moreover, what is certainly regarded as ridda, apostasy, should be judged as such. While what is doubtful is not judged as apostasy, for established Islam is not nullified by doubt. Islam holds a position of superiority, and a scholar, when presented with such cases, should not hasten to declare Muslims disbelievers. Okay. I state this as a guiding principle for the issues discussed in this section.
Yes.
As it's been stated in some cases that an act is disbelief, while according to this principle, it is not. Reflect on this. Disbelief is a serious matter, so brother, I do not label a believer as a disbeliever if I find a narration indicating that he does not become a disbeliever. Similarly, Al-Khulasa, another source, mentions, if there are views in a matter that imply disbelief and one view that prevents it, the mufti should incline towards the view that prevents takfir as a way of maintaining good opinion about Muslims. And another scholar says, except if the person explicitly intends an act that constitutes disbelief, in which case interpretation does not benefit him. One does not become a disbeliever due to what is uncertain, as disbelief entails extreme punishment and thus requires an extreme offense. When doubt exists, there is no extremity. Therefore, it has been established that a fatwa should not declare a Muslim to be a disbeliever if their words can be interpreted in a favorable way, or if there is a disagreement regarding their disbelief, even if the differing view is weak. So this is Abedin, one of the major scholars of the Hanafi
Madhab. Can I endorse that? I 100% agree with Ibn Abidin. This case is not relevant to what Ibn Abidin is saying, because this is so clear, this kufr is so clear and so explicit that none of what Ibn Abidin said there applies to this case, because here the Shia are claiming that imams are better than Anbiya. They're not Anbiya. You and I would agree if they claim that imams are Anbiya, you would jump at them. Like you jump at the Qadianis. You expressed a lot of pleasure the other day when I posted that medal and you said you're destroying them. You're talking about Qadianis. You are very happy that we are dismantling the Qadiani religion step by step, okay, so that we can guide the lost Qadiani brothers and sisters in humanity. It's for them. They are our brothers and sisters in humanity. They are the children of Adam, alayhi salam, right? So you would jump at the Qadianis and you would say, you know what? You're doing a good job exposing the kufr. Okay? But here, Shia are doing something worse than the Qadianis do. The Qadianis, don't say that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani is better than
Blanket
Anbiya.
Takfir the Shia.
No.
Blanket okay. Takfir them. No, Why don't you do that? If they're worse.
Wait.
If they're worse than the Qadianis, blanket takfir the Shia.
Blanket takfir. My tawheed, as I said, is very clear. Anyone who has this belief, this particular belief, that imams are better than Anbiya, okay? Any imam or any person for that matter, after Muhammad Rasulullah, even Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, anyone who believes that Umar bin Khattab, let's say Maryam alayhi salam, in the Quran, someone who's mentioned in the Quran, is better than Anbiya, is a kafir, by consensus of the ulama. I have quoted. So on that note, brother Daniel, let's move on to the conclusion. Okay, we have said a lot for the last 8 hours. It's been 8 hours. Allahu Akbar. I can't believe this, that I've been sitting here in the same place for 8 hours talking to you. I've given more than enough time. I didn't intend to, wallahi, I thought it's going to go on for 2 hours, but it's gone for 8 hours, and I haven't eaten. I'm going to go and have some food, and inshallah, we'll continue another time. If you want to have another dialogue on any other issue, any other topic, then you're most welcome to reach out, and we will organize for that, inshallah.